And you know what Ed Wilkin had the nerve to tell me once? After Peter Zach got back into the private practice salon, I can't remember where I saw Ed. At Mary Lou's, I rang, they called me and said Ed and Ann was out there and wanted me to come out there. And Ed said, well, yeah, I want to tell you. Said, this was when Peter Zach first started back practicing law. Said, had a case in court the other day, and George Bursley, he was over there with George Bursley, and said, we decided, said he did real good. Peter Zach did real well, said he conducted himself. I said, let me tell you one damn thing, Ed Wilkin. Peter Zach Gill was brought up to do real good in court. I said, he had a legal background that you won't ever know anything about. It made me so pop-eyed mad. I mean, Ed was bragging on Peter Zach. He did real good in court. I said, dear Jesus, everything. Ed Wilkin, that squirt, it makes me mad to even think about it. But he saw it, flew all over me. He said, well, I meant to pay him a compliment, but I said, I didn't consider it that. No, he meant it just exactly like he said it. He didn't know Peter Zach could practice law. He thought he was just a politician. He did real good, like a little boy just going to kindergarten. Well, I told him, I said, I got news for you. He finished law school at Mercer with the highest honors up there. Did you do that when you finished law school? Heck no.
He was practicing whenever.
Talking about he did real good. Well, it was kind of in a condescending tone of voice, you know, like he expected him to fall flat on his face, that he couldn't really know how to conduct himself in the courtroom. He did real good. I said, well, thanks a lot. But Ed and I are fast friends. He wants me to come to Albany. Oh my, I've got to go home. You should have gone a long time ago, Pony.
Well, she's afraid she would talk about it. I don't miss
nothing. Well, you didn't miss a darn thing. You've heard all that before.
Not all of them. Good night.
Good night. I've got to get my hair fixed in the morning, but I do want to get out there and see Dee Witt tomorrow. I just simply haven't had time. Yeah. I mean, I have been snowed in. We had an exchange dinner tonight.
Yes, I told you we had to take some more x-rays.
Well, that's what Ponita Rosa told me over the phone. Well, what did they see? What did they say?
We don't know. We haven't heard the results yet.
Well, Pony, when my daddy had that operation, and they took that catheter out of him, he had a terrible time.